You know, it's a good question, Brad. I think, you know, in the past, you know, we have what we call fail rates. And, you know, everybody follows the quarterback just because it's such a visible position. But, you know, over time, you know, 3 years ago when we did that study, you know, the receiver position was right up there with quarterback. You know, I don't know if people are doing a better job of evaluating guys and how they fit their systems. But I think that's changed a little bit over the last couple of years. I think he's a real good young coach. I mean, I think he was brought up right, meaning he's not afraid to work. He works countless hours. He's smart. You know, I think he's really sharp on game day. As far as a play caller, there's a certain art to that as well. You know, those are the things that stick out. And, you know, like I said, he's a good evaluator, which I think is all part of coaching. So, I mean, I've been impressed with what I've seen. No, he was actually a guy that, you know, we had good grades on, you know, a guy that could have potentially been a draft pick. So, you know, our scouts obviously saw a lot more of him than the coaching staff, but, you know, he was productive, smart, you know, just he has good moxie, you know, being able to execute in a pass offense that, you know, throws the ball quite a bit and was very productive.